And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Pastor Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. Welcome. This is an infomercial. Yes, yes, I'm a pastor and I'm making an infomercial. It's 15 minutes long and I'm going to have something for you here that could be very, very good for you. It could be just what you're looking for. And it's free. My name is Pastor Roland. I'm a very special pastor. I don't have a big church. I'm an internet pastor. I'm a radio pastor and I help people. See, there are a lot of people out there who are looking for truth. They're looking for the truth. And everywhere they go, they get answers, sometimes very clever answers. But it's just not quite what they need. You need the truth. Now, how are you going to find the truth? Well, surprisingly, I can actually help you. And here's why. You've heard the expression, it's better to teach a person to fish than to give them a fish. Because if you just give them a fish, they have food for a day. But if you teach them how to fish, then they have food for a lifetime. You understand the meaning of that? Well, if I could show you how to access the truth and how to access the kind of knowledge that you really need. See, the language of your soul, the language of your body, you're not going to find it in words. It's a wordless language that your body understands. Have you ever had a time in your life when you encountered someone who actually had real love? They had real love. I don't mean kissy kissy huggy huggy love, and I don't mean false condescending love and pat you on the back and tell you how wonderful you are. None of that stuff. I mean, there was something about them, something serious, something thoughtful. It was a concern for you, a concern for your real well-being, a concern for you as a person, not as an object of use. See, not as an object, not as someone they could practice the clever things that they learned to try to wow you and fool you and sign you up and get you to say something, not to get you to do anything. They just had an honest and true concern. And then years went by and they still had it. See, some people are good at faking concern. Oh, they're so clever at it. But real, real love, it's a very rare thing to see, actually. See, we all need love, but there isn't much love. Well, so you also need love, so that's what your body needs. See, remember Paul in the New Testament, he said, unless you have love, you're just a tinkling bass and I forget all the language of it, but it's a very famous passage where he's basically saying you need to have love. Well, what you need is love. You need to find love for yourself, okay? And that's what the body understands. The body understands love, and it understands understanding. It needs understanding. It doesn't need words. It doesn't need study. It doesn't need degrees. It doesn't need clever rhetoric. It needs understanding, and so do you, and so does your soul. Now, where are you going to get that? Where are you going to get it from God? In a nutshell, you're going to get it from God. But most of us are separated from God. Even if you read the Bible and say all the right things and study religion and you consider yourself to be a spiritual person, okay, that's all well and good. But what you need is, you need to find access to God. Now, amazingly, that access is by way of your intuition. By way of intuition, it's a wordless way of knowing. It's a silent knowing. It's a wordless knowing. It's a quiet knowing. Okay? Now, when you were a little child, maybe you can remember, when you were a little child, you saw things and you knew things. And you couldn't put words on it very well. You were only a little child. But as the years went by, you began to lose that. You lost it as you became worldly and as you became emotional. See, the world has a big mouth. And it tries to excite emotions. But you need a different energy. You need love, an energy of love, and an energy of patience, and an energy of understanding. More about this after this important announcement.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Pastor Roland. So like I said, or began to say, I'm a very special pastor. I'm a pastor for people who are looking for the truth. And I'm also good for people who don't belong to a church or don't go to a church. And I'm good for people who do go to a church, but they're looking for that missing something. There's something missing, and they're looking for it. See, what you need, remember what I said when I began? I said, if you teach a person to fish, it's better than giving them a fish, because if you give them a fish, they have food for a day. If you teach them how to fish, they have food for a lifetime. Well, what you need to learn how to fish, in other words. In other words, what you need is to find the source of wisdom, the source of understanding, the source of love. See, that's what you need, because life, as you've noticed, life, there's something very mysterious about life. And life can be very good and be very sweet. But you have to find the way. There's a very delicate way that you have to find, okay? You have to find the reason for your existence. You have to find your purpose. And then you have to move. You have to move delicate, with patience, with love, with understanding. See, instead of with emotion. Now what you do is you move. You get excited by words, by people, by objects. And then you move with anger, with excitement, with lust, with greed, with fear, see, with impatience. So you're driven by, no wonder you feel all nervous and tense, see. It's the wrong energy with which to move. It's the wrong energy. You need an energy of understanding and love. So how are you going to find it? You need to find the source, okay? Remember Christ talked about, he said, if you thirst, then you come to him, He's the source of living water. I forget the exact way he said it. It was very beautiful. But that's what you need, the source. So how are you going to find it? Well, I'm going to tell you right now. First thing you need to do is see what has interfered with you and finding God and finding the source. What has interfered is mainly other people. See, it's been other people. Your father who wasn't there for you, your bossy mom or your witchy mom, or someone who hurt you, or bullies, or teachers that pressured you, coaches that pressured you and challenged you and motivated you. And then you became excited, and it was a peer group, it was other people, and they encouraged you to take drugs and smoke marijuana. And see, you conformed to all these people, then you hated them because they were taking you away from your real self. And so you began to hate people. So you loved them and hated them. You wanted something from them, and then you resented them when they didn't have it. And the more you resented them, the more empty you felt. See, because resentment cuts you off from that inner font, that inner source that I was talking about. See, so it's other people. So between loving and hating people, you pull farther and farther away from your center, and you lose touch with the source. So you need to come back to the source. How? By forgiving other people. Forgive your dad, your poor old dad. He never found it. He never found the source. See, he was a lost sheep too. Maybe he was an angry one or a drunken one or a weak one or a wimpy one or a people-pleasing one. But whatever he was, he hadn't found the source. And your mom, your poor unloved mom, your father didn't have real love for her. He didn't have what she needed. She resented him for it. And that resentment cut her off from her source. And then she became empty. See? You have all these lost people
out there, lost sheep running around,
see, compensating and angry and making mistakes and resenting other people and blaming other people. They sense that somehow people are responsible. But here's the thing. If you can forgive others, and how do you forgive them? Let go of the resentment. Let go of the resentment toward them. In other words, make it unimportant. Realize that someone had done to them what they did to you, so forgive them. Make it unimportant. And then the second thing you need to do to find the source, okay, is to learn to become still. See, a lot of the great mystics, Teresa of Avila and St. John of the Cross and St. Francis de Sales and Francois Fenelon and Brother Lawrence and all these people that seem to, Madame Guyon, all these people that seem to have found Thomas a Kempis, that seem to have found something. See, Augustine. They found out how to be still in the present and find the presence of God by becoming still. But now you're not still. You get lost in endless thinking, planning, scheming, worrying, reliving the past. See, you're endlessly lost in thinking emotions, and they pull you down into the imagination. And you're not going to find God down there. So you must learn how to become still and separate from thought. So that's where the meditation comes in that I have. See, I told you I'm a special pastor. Maybe just what you've been looking for. A meditation. I have a brand new one. A brand new one. It's called the Simple Meditation. You can learn how to use it in 6 minutes. It'll get you back in touch. See, if you practice it properly, and if you're ready, and if you're sincere, it'll get you back in touch with the source. It'll get you back in touch with God. And it's free. I've made it free. It's only 6 minutes long. You can get it right now. TalkToAPastor.org. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview the myths and mysteries of marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for the myths and mysteries of marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a kind of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Welcome. My name is Pastor Roland. I'm a very special pastor. I help people. I help people, see, potentially people around the world or right here, wherever you are right now listening, whether it's Palm Springs or whether it's San Bernardino or whether it's Florida or Pennsylvania or West Virginia, North Carolina, Kansas City. No matter where you are, you might be listening on the internet from who knows where, wherever you are. What you need is to become centered and refind your source, the source of life, the source of love, the source of understanding. That's what you need. See, remember when you were a little child? Remember when you were a little child and a lot of times people didn't have understanding. They talked at you instead of to you. You tried to explain something to them and they didn't believe you. See, or they slapped you down. See, they were impatient. They didn't have understanding. If only they had had understanding, especially your father. Now, your mom, she did the best she could, especially if your father was no good or he was gone or he was a non-factor. See, she did what she could. But what you really needed was a love, agape love, an emotionless love, a corrective love. Something that threw you back on yourself, see, and set you free. See, love, human love, what people think of as love is very sticky and enmeshing. Well, that's not going to do you any good. It's just going to get you further entangled. See, you don't want to be entangled. That's been your problem. You've gotten entangled. So what did the love of your peer group, what good did it do you in high school and so on? What did the love of your peers, what good did it do you? The love of other people. When they were wrong, they got you to conform to whatever they were doing, so then you became wrong too. If you weren't wrong, then you would make them feel uncomfortable. And how about the love of all the coaches and all the motivators who pressured you, see? And then one day, sooner or later, anybody with any perspective at all, any awareness of all, they wake up and they see they're being used. They're being used for someone else's glory. For someone else's glory, for someone else's ego. Well, wouldn't it be nice to find someone who's not a user? Someone who has love for you as a real person, as a person? Who cares for you as a person, not as an object of use. To do something to practice on, to get money from, or to get you to support them. See, and they're wrong. In their pride, they become wrong and they crave support. So they try to get you to support them, see? So it's not good. So what you need is real love is what you need. If you had real love, then you'd be okay. Now what's blocking you from real love? Where are you going to find real love? You have to find it within. You have to find it from the source of love. The source of love. You find it within. But you have to find the, you have to discover the protocol of accessing this love. Okay? And I'll give you a couple of hints. Okay, one of them is you have to forgive others. That's the first thing. Remember, God, Christ said, if you don't forgive others, your heavenly Father will not forgive you. See, that's what he said. So now how do you forgive others? Well, you have to be willing to drop your grudge against them. To drop your grudge. To drop resentment. To drop your judgment. See? You have to be willing to give that up. And if you are willing to give that up, okay, then the next thing that might be blocking you from forgiving, remember, in order to find God's love and forgiveness and his warmth, you cannot hate other people. You cannot resent other people. So another thing that may be blocking you from forgiving others is you have a wrong idea of what forgiveness means. A lot of people have a wrong idea of what forgiveness means. People think wrongly that forgiveness means that you have to be nice to someone and, you know, and hug them and then have something to do with them and be a friend of them. And no, it doesn't mean that at all. If someone did you wrong, you can point out to them what they did to you, see, and ask them to apologize to you, admit they were wrong, they're wrong for what they did, see, and if they don't, then you can walk away and shake the dust from your sandals and never have anything to do with them, but you'll be free. Why? Because you forgave them. You let go of the grudge. You don't hate them anymore, you just want to clear the air. It's very, very important. Hello, this is Pastor Roland, checking in to see how you're doing. Hope you're doing better. Many of you are not doing so good. You have issues like unhappiness, anxiety, worry. If you're like most people, your problem is you get upset too easily. Then you say or do the wrong thing, then you feel bad. Wouldn't it be better not to get upset in the first place? I have resources to help you learn how not to get so upset so easily. For example, how about my easy meditation? It's free, it's complimentary, it's called the Easy Meditation. It even helps with your prayer life. When you're calm, it's easier to pray. Visit talktoapastor.org and look for the Easy Meditation. While you're there, watch my latest YouTube lecture about how to improve your marriage. It's all at talktoapastor.org. G. We're talking about how you can refine the source of love and understanding so that love and understanding will become a cogent force in your life. Love for yourself. See? Love for your being. Love for your body. Okay? And then finding that love, it can flow through you. But now, what is blocking you from it? Resentment of other people, unforgiveness, anger. That's what, and judgment. See, remember earlier I talked about how we need someone who loves us as a person and not as an object of use. Remember how I said that? Maybe you could relate to that. You could remember how somebody used you, and what you wanted them to do is love you, and instead they used you, see? So you understand that. Okay, but now, look at yourself. When you judge another person, when you secretly judge another person, in other words, in your mind you condemn them with a little touch of resentment. Maybe you smile on the surface. You smile, but underneath you are judging them, see, and resenting them. That's use. So you're a user too. You're using other people for a sneaky game of secretly resenting them, secretly judging them. That's using them too. See, you're using them to puff up your ego, to feel superior to them, to see their fault, see, and to condemn them for their fault or for their mistake. And then condemning them, you're playing God. You're puffing up in pride as a God, you see? A false God. And when you judge other people, see, you're playing God. You're condemning them in your mind, okay? When you're doing that, you come in conflict with the real God because you're playing God. Okay? So now you can see that part of coming back to the source of love is to see in the light of truth, see? In the light of truth, in God's love, actually, in His light and His love, you see your own wrong. And instead of resenting the light, instead of resenting seeing it, seeing the truth about yourself, instead you quietly admit in your heart, you quietly admit, yes, I'm wrong. That's a big change. It's a change from being prideful to being humble. See, from resisting the light, the light which is your friend, your conscience is your friend. Your intuition, which feels like conscience, when you reject it, see, and run from it, which is what you've been doing your whole life, is running from it, running from God, from His light. So actually you've been running from His love. See, His love is a corrective love, a fatherly love, an agape love. I remember when I was in junior high school, I wasn't doing so good, but then I had a good English teacher. She was strict, very strict. And she said, Roland, I expect you to do well in this class, and I'm not going to take any excuses. You have ability, now use your ability. Well, okay, so she was strict. And she was corrective, but you know what? That's what they call tough love. That was real love instead of feeling sorry for me. See, instead of saying, oh, poor Roland, you know, you poor thing here, you poor thing, you can't, you see? Instead, she said, I expect performance. And that was real love. It was corrective love. It strengthened me to become a better person, see? Well, that's how a fatherly love feels. True fatherly love is corrective. See, but then God also has a tender side. Your conscience has a tender side, a sweet side. But first you might get a little bit of the sternness for being judgmental and being phony and resenting other people and secretly judging them underneath and being selfish and being impatient with your children. See, things like that. So if you can bear the truth about seeing those sorts of things, see, and bear the pain of it, then if you conform to God, see, you've always conformed to everyone else. You conform to your rotten friends with their marijuana and their alcohol and their booze and their shallowness. You've always conformed. See, people slapped you on the back, told you what a nice guy you was. Well, why not conform to God instead? Why don't you conform to the inner light? Go in your room and sit still in a chair and allow God's light to dawn upon you. And you'll see yourself in His light. You'll see the sorry creature that you've become, but at the same time, you'll also sense that it's a corrective love. He's like the English teacher that corrected me, but then helped me to be a better person because there was love in her correction, you see? Well, I hope you get the meditation, my new simple meditation. It's 6 minutes long. You can learn to practice it in 6 minutes, and it'll help you become still, refine your conscience, refine your intuition, refine the inner light from God, refine the source of love. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. Would you like to improve your relationship? Would you like to understand your partner's true needs better? Would you like to improve communication with your kids? Then go to talktoapastor.org and click on my relationships blog. You'll find dozens of free articles and YouTube lectures to help you improve your relationships. This program is a labor of love for me, which means I buy the airtime myself. If you'd like to help me keep the program on the air, make a donation of any amount, and I'll send you a free ebook of my most popular relationships book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's right, for a donation of any amount. And you, a free ebook of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Okay? Just visit talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org and look for the secure PayPal button. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to refine your parent spirit. You need to refine God, okay, in the present, in the now. And the best way I know how is to try the little meditation that I have and try it with an attitude of being willing to admit you're wrong if you see something wrong about yourself. And it could be the beginning of the restoration of you. My name is Pastor Roland. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.